Remember, everyone, use your microphone.
Alright, perfect. We got it. I'll call the meeting to order and open the public hearing. We do have... How do you do roll call, April? Do you check the boxes on this normally, or...
You check it on there.
You want me to?
Parking on the side, I can fill it in.
Okay, so Supervisor Carroll's present, Kubicki's present, Brian Bashaw present, Andy Berg. I haven't heard from him at all.
Excused.
I know he's excused, okay. Supervisor Frankel present, Supervisor Gashke present, Ann O'Day present. Oh, this is the most people we've had at a meeting.
Yeah.
All right, so... We have first item on the agenda. I'll let Andy go ahead and walk us through it here.
Thank you. Yeah, so for today, the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was posted on August 30th and September 6th. And with that, we can move to our first item. And that item is the review and possible approval. It's a resolution request to approve the appointment of Sergeant Christopher Hanna to serve on the Kenosha County Land Information Council. And here is Sergeant Christopher Hanna before you.
Good evening.
Good evening. You've been very busy getting appointed lately.
I have.
So,
I'm Sergeant Chris Hanna. I am the Director of Emergency Management, as people already know. This appointment for the Land Use Council is a replacement of Captain Staples, who was the previous Emergency Management Director. He will be stepping down on the Land Use Council. This is an EOC or EM appointment for whoever is the Emergency Management Director, so I'm replacing him.
Okay. Pretty much sums up what I understood of it, so... So it's kind of a you're a shoe-in if you get to the emergency management director. So
I never bet on anything being a shoe-in.
So, do the board members have any questions for Officer Hanna at all? Yeah, go ahead.
What's the relationship between emergency management and being on the land council, information council?
Turn your mic on, please.
What's that?
Hit your mic.
Oh, sorry. It's just red.
It's on.
No, is it on? Okay. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. So what's the relationship between being the EM, being on emergency management, and this role here? What's the connection?
From what I understand, looking at the Kenosha County Land Use Plan, which was directed by the state, one of the levels would be emergency management. Somebody with emergency management expertise would fill one of those roles on that council.
Okay. So it's, in other words, it's just, if you're the EM manager, this is an alternate responsibility that you need to fulfill.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just wondering why the connection.
There were several layers on the council. One of them being the emergency management portion of it. Other ones, correct me if I'm wrong, would be for land use. And then there's a few other, I can't remember off the top of my head, all those layers.
So it's just tradition, I guess. That's what you do. If you're on the EM manager, you also serve on this board.
I wouldn't say tradition, as it's sort of written down, but it has been traditionally EM portion.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, again, being new to the position, you know, and trying to understand the interactions in the organization, why it was set up that way, but I guess one could surmise it was so that the emergency management director knows and understands the land use in general in the county. Is that
the connection?
Yeah, so basically I'm on that as well. If you remember, I think this committee appointed me, and so the director of planning development is on there. So there are specific roles that need to be on the council. So for instance, the land information director, planning director, emergency management, we have our surveyor, he needs to as well as the Register of Deeds, the treasurer, and we have a real estate agent. So there's different areas that have to be filled by state statute on that particular council. And that council deals with the information that the county has that basically is put out there, you know, specifically through like the property inquiry and interactive mapping. And a lot of that information gets used by emergency management for the things that they do. And that's kind of the crossover.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay. Seems reasonable to me. Any other questions of the committee members?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Got a motion by Supervisor O'Day, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Brian,
sorry.
I heard it first. It hit me in the ear.
Aye.
Aye. In favor. All right. Good job.
I'll give you a hit in the ear.
Yes, absolutely.
There is, if I understand the new process that the county board and separate hearing, these types of actions should go in front of the next county board meeting.
Correct.
Which mm-hmm. I believe will be September 20th. Thank you. I will be away out of town that day. For annual training for emergency management.
Okay.
Just to give you the heads up, because I believe you would probably announce this.
Sure, I will. Yeah, but I can announce that you're out of town for training, and, you know, again, I don't foresee any difficult questions. So.
Thank you.
All right. Sounds thank great. You. Well, thanks for coming.
Service.
Thanks for,
thank you,
yeah. Took the words out of my mouth. Thanks for serving on the emergency management. All right. Andy's told me the next three items here are tabled for this meeting. So the item number nine, do you do the announcement, or do you want me to? Do we have to make a motion to bring it on back in off the table?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. So,
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we take number nine up from the table to consider tonight.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Youth and Government? All right. All those opposed? All right. So we are now off the table.
All right. Thank you. So with that being said, we can move on with item number nine, which is Stephen Perry, 6505 368th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, as an agent. Requesting an amendment to an existing conditional use permit to construct one outdoor volleyball pit in the B2 Community Business District on tax parcel numbers 3-4-1220, 1430650, 1430660, and 1440110, located in the town of Brighton. And so since our projector isn't working tonight, have the maps before you that indicate where the property is at, the paper ones. They're also emailed to you. And so there's also a set of the conditional use permit, and then the last page of the packet and on the email is the site plan. And that site plan will probably be referenced by Mr. Perry as he presents what he's doing and why he's here. So again, if you can just state your name and address and then just run through why you're here and what you're doing.
I'm Stephen Perry, 6505 368th Ave, Burlington, Wisconsin. Me and my wife are the owners of Jenny's Bar. Kind of obvious, we're trying to do one volleyball court and additional parking. I guess a little bit of background. My wife is the direct granddaughter of Jenny, the original Jenny, and we acquired the bar. Been out of the family for 30 years, and we acquired it back 2 years ago. I don't know if it was the greatest idea, but here we are. And we're trying to make some improvements, and Jenny's has always been a big thing in the town of Brighton. It's kind of the community center, activity center. We host a lot of golf outings from Brightonville. We host a lot of benefits, fundraisers, this and that. It's kind of a big staple for the
is an existing conditional use permit, so this is an amendment adding that feature, because the other is for outdoor entertainment and lifts.
We have, I guess we consider it an open air pavilion, 40 by 50 open air pavilion area, where they, we host a lot of picnics and family reunions and class reunions, the big one, just a lot of things.
Okay. Any other comments?
That's all I got.
Okay. Any questions of the board members? Go ahead, Supervisor Basso.
If I can. Jetty's is a fixture in the town of Brighton. Kind of call it the city center. Not much of a city. Blinken, you're past it. But with the Veterans Monument right next door, Jetty's Bar is kind of where everybody likes to go to hang out, other than the dump to take the garbage on Saturdays. So Jetty's is, like I said, is a fixture in our community. It's very important to us. A lot of family-based activities as well as entertainment activities happen at Jetty's. And as I said to Stephen earlier, and I talked to the mayor, town supervisor as well, we would like to see more people spend time inside our community rather than coming, enjoying a day of golf, and then leaving. So having more excitement, more enthusiasm, more opportunities to invest in that time is very important to us. So I urge your passage of and support of this opportunity. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other supervisor comments?
So we're just talking about two volleyball pits?
Just one.
So one volleyball pit and extended parking lot? And,
correct.
Okay. Is there anything else? Or?
Nope.
Oh, that was it.
Okay. You want to bring up your concern with the timing?
The timing that I'm concerned with is, I guess originally when this all came about, I did not realize that it had to be a hard surface. I'm obviously doing this all on a budget, out of my own personal pocket as I go. If I could ask for some more time on having the hard surface done. A year is really going to be pushing for us to spend that kind of money for that size of a parking lot. A pretty substantial chunk of change at this time.
When you say hard surface, aren't all parking lots hard surface? What does that mean?
It's all gravel.
It's all gravel.
Oh, it's all gravel.
Correct.
So you
it's
need
crushed asphalt at the moment.
Okay, so they need asphalt?
Asphalt or concrete.
Okay.
Yeah, so whenever an establishment is required to have more than five parking spaces, which they need more than five, then by ordinance it needs to be paved. And typically we give a little bit of time, and so in the conditional use permit, it's, we gave them a year. Mm-hmm. That would be till next September of 2023. Mm-hmm. He's asking for that to be extended more than just a year.
I'm looking, yeah, possibly 2 years if we could, just to have the extra time, obviously, to save and pay for it, rather than borrow from somewhere to make it happen.
Yeah, go ahead, Supervisor Kubicki.
Thank you. If I may, to Mr. Bueller, in the past when things of this nature have come before this committee, how long of an extension do we grant that? I'm understanding the participant like a year extension from a year. What have we done in the past?
I would say typically there would be like a year and a half tops. On occasion, there has been some times where it's been 2 years. But more predominantly, it's been about a year and a half. And sometimes it depends on the season, right? So paving, particularly at this in September, probably doesn't even really matter too much because the season's coming to an end.
Correct.
And so being better to be a lot of times in these situations, then we'd look for the next spring so that it's paved for the next whole season. So he's asking for something longer than that, but that's something to consider is the seasons for the volleyball season.
And I'm doing all the work myself on the site and everything at the moment, so we're not going to have volleyball this fall, this winter, or anything like that. I'm looking more towards spring to have it ready and kind of just tinker away with it throughout the winter when you catch a good month of weather to work on it on my weekends or after work or whatever. So it'll take me some time to even get it up and operational in order to turn revenue to obviously afford to pay that size of area.
Okay. You know, the other thing
still
I think...
Still not done yet.
Okay.
That being said, I appreciate you coming before this committee and voicing your concerns and actually getting the permit process and the amendments put forth. I really appreciate that instead of just going off on your own, doing your own thing without doing the proper thing. And thank you for that.
Thank you.
Need more people like you in the communities following the rules and everything else, so I appreciate that. I'm willing to give an extension. I'm not sure if 2 years is the amount of time to do that. Because I think you're just going to end into another year of September. You know what I mean? Because it's due in September of next year.
Correct.
Maybe September of the following year.
Correct.
So
that would give us one more summer of a possible spring slash summer league to it.
Yeah, I'm okay with giving you an extension. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if I want to go another 2 years. You see what I'm saying?
To make it a total of 3 years, saying?
Yeah, I think that's too long.
No.
Yeah.
One thing
that
I think...
He's asking for a one-year extension.
One-year extension.
Yeah, so, from 24, September to 24 is what he's asking for. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure I misunderstood that.
No, that's okay.
The other thing I think that's important to consider, too, is, you know, if you do have a crushed asphalt parking lot, you know, so many, many years ago, most of the times those were of a crushed gravel, so there was a lot of dust and things like that. The crushed asphalt, there's really not any dust now, and sometimes it firms up so much that it acts not as good as an asphalt paved surface, but sometimes pretty good. And the other thing is that I would say that, you know, a lot of times our concern would probably be around neighbors, and there really is, it doesn't appear that there's really any other neighbors around there, you know, that you would need, you know, a hard surface for the, required for this. So I've seen many other places, as long as they're well maintained, that, you know, it's really not too much of an issue. So
there's no way of getting out from underneath hard surface, isn't it correct?
Yeah, it's in the ordinance. It's a requirement.
That would mean the ordinance would need to change, which is a lengthy process.
Or apply for a planned unit development, but that wouldn't be possible here.
Right.
So. I'd love to not pave it, but if I had to, I just need more time.
Understand. And I would be agreeable with going to the fall of 24 with paving on this. So, because again, you're really probably not going to do too much with it this season.
No.
And, you know, so it probably won't get started until spring, you know,
yeah.
April, maybe even May of next year.
I'm shooting for middle of May.
Okay.
Hopefully a weather break there to start things.
Yep. And the current condition of the site up there, you said, is crushed asphalt?
Correct.
Yeah. The whole area, or is it,
no,
are you going to expand a little bit more?
We're going to expand more. Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Sure.
How many parking spots are you going to go? I mean, how many are you going to put into this project? I understand it's over five, but how many over five?
36 total, I think.
36 total.
Correct. And that includes the 9 stalls in front of the existing tavern.
Yeah, so with the property in and of itself has no parking of itself. Jetty's does not. And the parking is already in the right-of-way, which actually doesn't count. But we're trying to work with that. There is land on the east side of the road that's also owned by Mr. Perry that has been traditionally used for parking. And there was, as we were talking about discussions of how to create the parking, we were thinking that that's where, and you were thinking that that's where you were going to create the parking. But in our discussions, we talked about how that property has more value to be a single family lot and rather than being parking. And then that required Mr. Perry to change and alter from actually 2 volleyball courts down to 1 and to put the parking all on the west side of the road.
Same side of the road as the tavern is now.
Right. But he does meet all the requirements for parking, including the parking in front of the tavern. So we're working with what traditionally has been done, and Public Works is aware of that. They're not asking for it to be removed.
These people are all
okay.
Yeah, it's been that way forever.
No, I'm talking about this.
Yeah. So, what would we need to do to make an adjustment to the conditional conditions of approval.
Someone needs to make an amendment to the conditional use permit as it's presented before you.
Okay. Before we move forward with that, with any discussion or any amendments, are there any other conditions? Have you read through all the conditions?
Correct.
Does anybody else have any other questions about any of the other conditions on here?
Mr. Perry, other than the additional time for parking, do you have any other concerns about the conditions, or you're willing to abide by the other conditions?
Yeah, I'm willing to abide by what I have read.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Okay. With that being said, I would propose to amend the conditions of approval to allow the parking lot to be installed no later than September 15th of 2024 instead of 2023. Do I need to make that in the form of a motion, or?
It's a motion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second for Supervisor Beshaw. Any other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, we'll start with youth and governance this time. All those in favor of the amended conditions?
Aye.
Okay, no, it's fine. So there's only one, so no nay. So now the committee members, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, so moved. So you got until September of 2024.
Yeah. And now we need to just do it for the finish.
So now that we've got the amended condition of approval, made the amendment there, have any other discussion? Well, got to make a motion here, so I'll move approving the conditions of approval for Perry Real Estate.
Hey, could I just add in, so just so the committee is aware, this did go before the town, as you're aware, it does need to do that, and it went before the town board on September 12th. A motion was made to approve, and it passed 3-0.
Yep. I got that, so thank you. So, made a motion to for the conditions of approval. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Supervisor Gashke. Any other discussion?
So the motion is to approve the conditions of for the Perry Real Estate, et cetera, with the modified language.
As amended. As amended, yes. So, any other discussion? All right, so we'll take a vote. Youth and governance first.
Aye.
All right, she's in favor of it. Board members, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, so approved.
Conditions we'll be in contact with you because we'll need to make that modification before you sign it.
Okay.
Oh, we can do it that way too. Yeah.
Good luck with all that.
Thank more efficiency. You. Here we go.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve the minutes from 8:10 of 22.
All right, got a motion and a second?
Second.
Motion and second by Supervisor Kubicki. All those in youth and governance first, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Board members, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Approved. All right. Nextly, any citizen comments? Are there any other citizen comments? Are there any other citizen comments? All right, seeing no citizen comments.
Come on up here. Come on up here.
Well, now you've got it. Okay.
State your name and address for the record.
Exactly, yep. Take a seat. State your name and address for the record.
I have no address.
Oh, you do. Well, then your name.
My first name is
It's already read, so it's
the city.
Brecken Taylor, and after the meeting is done, can we get Dairy Queen?
That's a new one. That's a new one.
All in favor? Aye.
Most important thing said today.
Now, is that all of us?
We just made the motion, it's all, well, whether he likes it or not.
If I stop in there and you guys happen to be there, then that'll take care of it. So. All right, awesome. Any other comments?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Seeing no other citizen comments, we're over. Those are closed. Any other business allowed by law?
Yes, so our next meeting will be October 12th. And October 12th is when we'll also present the planning and development and UW Extension budgets. That'll be done at 6 o'clock, so UW Extension won't have their presentation. And we'll want to get that accomplished within an hour so that we can then start at 7 o'clock for our meeting next month for the land use items. And with that, we have, and we're anticipating the three Kendall items that were tabled today to go in October, and then we have four items that we anticipate from Wheaton to go forward in regards to Meyer Material, Lafarge, and the gravel pit out there. But there's things happening, and so we're not sure if that's going to move forward or not. But just so you know, that could be seven full items then for October plus the budget at 6 o'clock.
And if Brecken comes to that one, I would stop for Dairy Queen afterwards. So, all right. Anything else, Andy?
Second.
Got a motion to adjourn and second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.